this claim of anti-Semitism, that Arab Palestinian hostility to Israel is motivated by anti-Semitism. Palestinian hostility to Israel is motivated by settler colonialism, by people who come in and take another people's land and say, we are the only people entitled to that land. In fact, that statement that only the Jewish people are entitled to self-determination is part of the Israeli constitution as a result of a law that was passed in 2018. It's part of the program of the current Israeli government. It was part of the program of the Likud party in 1977, that there only be Jewish sovereignty between the sea and the Jordan River. That's the platform of the Likud party, which has dominated Israeli politics since 1977. So which is one, you can describe it as settler colonialism, or you can just describe it as taking another people's land. If the people who are doing that had been Martians, there would have been resistance. If they had been from Mozambique or Portugal, there would have been resistance. The fact that they were Jews is incidental to the resistance to a process of dispossession. As any indigenous people did and would have done, the Palestinians resisted an attempt to take away their country, which is what Zionism embodies. It's not just a desire for a Jewish national home or a Jewish state. It's a desire for a Jewish state in a specific place that had an Arab majority that had to be reduced and that had to be dispossessed and whose land had to be stolen. And it was that the Palestinians resisted, not because the people doing this were Jewish.